Ringo. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Jenna.
All right, we've got
What's up?
two things I want to talk about. First of all, let's look at Myra's case, which is Purnell.
What is the name? I'm sorry.
The last name is Purnell.
Parnell. Oh, okay. Wayne Gerard, right?
Wayne, yeah.
Okay. Tiara Brown. Okay.
All right, if you look at the case notes, let me just pull them up myself. I believe Nina staffed this one for her, set up everything. And
Yeah.
apparently, Myra and it was staffed and everything.
Yeah, I can see.
She's reached out to the caregiver. I tried reaching out to the patient's daughter, left her a voicemail, spoke with the patient, confirmed the address to the thing. But the caregiver is complaining that Myra never told her when and where to go. So she is still not there as of now.
I can see. Well, she just left a note 1 minute ago, actually. Maybe she just spoke with her.
Maybe she just spoke with them. Right. So obviously when, we take care of staffing and there's enough time, right? She had most of yesterday. She should communicate properly.
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
to make sure that the case gets started. So that's note one. And the caregiver is reaching out to us saying, like, why didn't the coordinator call us? But, it's
Exactly,
not a good
yes.
look, so if we can address that. The other thing that came up so far is a case, Judith Schechter, SCH.
Is a Midas case or?
Judith is Alberto's case. We weren't able to touch base with him yet. We left him a voicemail. So it's one of his new cases, I believe. Let me just see.
Use this.
New case. I sent it over on as of Sunday night. So Monday he had it. Doesn't look like he reached out to them yet.
He has not reached out. Okay. What is the last name? I cannot find it.
Schechter.
FTH.
Schechter. Sam, Charlie,
Okay.
Harry.
Chester. Okay.
Okay, so I
Got it.
see that. So she's not happy because she was shorted 3 hours. Her schedule is 3 hours short on Monday of last week. It's most likely, obviously, not Alberto, but doesn't look like Alberto ever looked at it. So,
Seems to be, yeah.
yeah, I'll fix the pay for next week.
Okay.
Let me see who put in the schedule. Or if the history is working yet, because the history
I
wasn't.
was checking. Maybe it was me who shortened the hours.
Do you think you changed the hours?
Maybe it was me. I was checking some the new cases, and I saw that it was red, and I was like dividing the hours. So maybe it
No,
was
because
me.
she yes, she works 8 to 7:30, 8 to 5:30 every single day. And for some reason, her schedule, yeah, it was you. Why did you change the time?
It was me, right?
Yeah, but why did you change the time on it? It's she has the same schedule every single day.
Okay, I saw the authorization. I saw that she just had like I don't remember, like 6 hours, something like that.
Yeah,
And I
but
shot in the hour.
if it's an off short, it's an off short.
Okay.
So you should leave the schedule as is. Let me deal with it. Because if you turn it from off red and you short it, there's no way for me to see it until the caregiver calls and screams. Let me just
So it was my bad, yeah.
working at 65 hours a week. 9, 18, 27, 36, 45, 54, 63, 64, 65, 66 and a half. So she's overworking. You're correct. Okay, so she's supposed to get 65, and it looks like her schedule is put in for 66 and a half. It's an hour and a half. So you were correct to do that. And she just needs to be told the schedule that was put in.
Yeah, I spoke with Alberto about it. Explain here.
Okay, guys, yeah, there's no notes in the file. If you can just get an updated schedule, because the schedule we have is 66 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And we need a 65-hour schedule. So in this particular case, you're correct. However, we must notify the caregiver beforehand, or else she thinks we stole from her.
Yeah.
Right?
All right. Yeah, that was my bad. I'm sorry.
No problem.
But I saw that I would have to change it.
Perfect. So, yeah, if we could just address that. And then that's pretty much it.
Okay. So I'm going to speak with Mayra about the case. That she must inform all the information, of course, beforehand.
Yep.
And yeah, is there any other issue, maybe?
Nothing came up yet. You have anything on your end? Because you have to remember two things. This was a holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We pay for July 4th. It's one of the four holidays we pay. And people that you need to work for 60 days before you're entitled to holiday pay, our system pays people that don't have overtime. Right.
Okay.
Holiday pay regardless, even though it's just wasting money, but that's the way it is. No one's going to complain about that. However, people that do have overtime, I've touched on this a few months ago, but we should revisit this now early because you may well get calls. Here's how ExcelForce works, and this is out of my hands. It's just the way it is. Okay. ExcelForce, the way they calculate hours is usually the first 40 you work is regular, and then anything more is overtime.
It's overtime, yeah.
Holiday hours, because they're paid at a different rate of time and a half, 1.5, they are not calculated towards any of the regular hours. In other words, if you work overtime, let's say you work 56 hours a week, 8 hours a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's take last week's example, where July 4th was on a Friday. What ends up happening is July 4th, you'll work Monday through Thursday, 8 hours a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's 32 hours. Then July 4th will be prorated as holiday pay. That's 8 hours holiday pay. You're now holding it 32 regular and 8 holiday. And then Saturday and Sunday is 8 more regular and 8 overtime. Which nets you 40 regular, 8 overtime, and 8 holiday, which is exactly the same as the regular pay. Do you understand?
Yeah. Okay.
So
wasn't a bit confused with you.
Right. So we don't pay. The short version is we don't pay time and a half on time and a half. We pay holiday pay, but we don't pay more if you have overtime. So what New York has in place is, if a caregiver calls and complains that they didn't receive holiday pay and they are more than 60 days, right, you should notify me and
mm-hmm.
I will tell you what to tell them. Generally speaking, we will be giving them a $100 bonus per holiday as long as they, A, worked on July 4th, and B, have more than like 2 hours overtime for the week. I will
mm-hmm.
usually give them a flat $100 bonus for each of the four paid holidays. And there are several reasons why New York does that, none of which I agree with, but that's the way it is.
Yeah.
It has to do with the way ExcelForce is programmed, and they can't separate the hours or something. So, and also, if we were just flat give everybody time and a half on time and a half, it would cost us significantly more. If anyone calls and complains about holiday pay, first thing you should do is look at their start of the first day they work. If it's less than 60 days, you have to tell them it's 60 days before benefits kick in. Holiday pay is a paid benefit. And then the second thing is if they have more than the shift overtime and therefore their pay is the same, say, let me contact my supervisor. I'll get right back to you and just tag me so-and-so requesting overtime pay. And I
okay.
will take a look at the case and tell you what we're going to give them that week. Once they get it once, they'll 99% of the time get it on a continual basis.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else on your end or quiet so far?
No, quiet so far. Yeah, Rodney is already back and Valerie is here, so.
Amazing.
It's
Okay, let's
better,
catch
yeah.
up on those new cases. And Valeria, if you want me to sit with her and do the process, or we can do that later, just let me know time frame and I can start giving her a few cases. It's, your call.
I mean, yes, we're supposed to meet with her, right? So we can like explain overall what she's doing.
Yeah, just do a basic overview of what her job responsibilities are, make sure she has the tools that she needs to do them.
Okay. So we can meet her like, let me see, before 12 p.m.
That's fine. You want to do 11:30?
Yeah, something like that.
Works for me.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I'm available, and she
Perfect.
is as well.
Excellent.
So.
So let's talk. It'll probably take a half an hour to an hour. Let's talk. We'll go over the process because we didn't ever do the formal, process documents for this particular job, even though it's pretty similar.
It's pretty similar, yes.
It's
And
pretty
I'm gonna
similar,
create
just
it as
more.
well.
Yeah, it's pretty similar. It's just a little more calling and a little more focus on the software and
Okay.
contact, but a smaller caseload. So, yeah.
Okay, got it. So at 11:30, I'm gonna create the meeting, all right?
Sounds good.
Yeah, thanks.
No
We're
problem.
good. Bye-bye.